Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
It's game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by LongRoofing.com. The top Democrats in Congress say they've struck a deal with President Trump over protections for illegal immigrants brought to the U.S. as children. But in a tweet this morning, the president says there was no deal. Mr. Trump says, quote, no deal was made last night on DACA. Massive border security would have to be agreed to in exchange for consent would be subject to vote, unquote. And the president this morning again vows the border wall will get built. The search for a missing pregnant high school teacher from Olney is over. Police found her body yesterday, and they've charged her boyfriend with murder.
Laura Wallen's body was found in the woods near a home in Damascus that police say was a second home for Tyler Tessier with a second woman. Montgomery County Police Chief Tom Manger says Wallen texted a friend when Tessier took her up there last week just before her death.
And she says, I'm not sure why we're up here, but he's taken me to this place in the middle of nowhere. Something to that effect.
Tessier also later texted a friend asking for help cleaning up a mess, according to police. He spoke at a news conference with police on Monday.
It was a calculated decision for the express purpose of hearing what he had to say.
It'll be up to the state's attorney if Tessier gets charged with murdering the unborn baby as well. At Montgomery County Police Headquarters, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And you can watch the news conference from Montgomery County Police on our website, WMAL.com. The new Montgomery County Mental Health Court is already at capacity and needs to be expanded, says state's attorney John McCarthy. That's the message he'll give at a news conference today.
Somewhere between one-third to one-half of the people that come into the criminal justice system have some active mental health issue.
Montgomery County State's Attorney John McCarthy tells News Channel 8 the mental health court was created to
look for creative solutions to deal with the increasing mental health population that comes into the criminal justice system.
The court allows nonviolent defendants who suffer from mental illness to move their cases out of criminal court. The mental health court sets up supervised treatment plans instead of giving out jail time. So many people have taken advantage of the new court that the program is at capacity. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
President Trump travels to Florida today to see how the hurricane recovery effort is going. And as the cleanup from Irma continues, dozens of animals from Florida are now looking for new homes in our area.
Dogs, cats, and kittens that were displaced due to the hurricane have been relocated from Jacksonville to Prince William County. Monique Kessler with the Prince William Humane Society says right now the goal is to get them ready for adoption.
Some of the pets that we got did have upper respiratory infections. We did also have a few cases of some more serious illness, but so far everybody is okay.
If you'd like to be a foster or adopt an animal, you can visit the Pet Adopt Shop on Route 1 in Dumfries. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The president of the University of Virginia says protesters who shrouded a statue of Thomas Jefferson the other night were desecrating ground that many people consider sacred. The shroud has since been removed. Parts of southwestern Virginia were shaken by an earthquake yesterday. No damage was immediately reported, but experts at Virginia Tech say it was actually the strongest quake in the region since 1968. Checking your money, the Dow opens a day at 22,158, the Nasdaq at 6460. Sports Atlanta scores 6 runs in the 7th inning to beat Max Scherzer and the Nationals. The Orioles beat Toronto for their first win in 7 tries. And the Mystics take on the Lynx tonight in Game 2 of their WNBA playoff series. WMAL News Time 8:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
As summer gives way to fall, the weather becomes even less predictable. That's why you need us.
Catch showers and thunderstorms this morning. Better chance this afternoon.
No matter the season, the DMV most dependable forecast is right here on WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonizer, and right now you can save over $1,000 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
One of the difficulties in attempting to time the market is knowing when to sell. While exiting the market after it hits a record high may seem like a good strategy, who knows how many new record highs we might see in the next 12 months. Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. Don't let the whims of the stock market dictate your financial strategy. By working with your financial advisor, you can build a financial plan around what's really important, your specific financial goals.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Want your home sold guaranteed? Go to itrustfrank.com.
Prep your lawn for fall with grass seed, lime, and fertilizer from Potomac Petals and Plants. Their lawn expert, Greg King, can help you have the greenest lawn in town. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway Annandale on the Interloop second crash near the Little River Turnpike also had been along the left side. Delays actually beginning before you get to the exit for 95 through 95 on that stretch of the Beltway. So keep alert as you come off of 95 to merge onto the Interloop. 66, the volume with us pretty solid here. Manassas off and on up toward Nutley Street. Merging off the Greenway, it's the delay. Onto the toll road through Herndon and Reston, but nothing reported along the way. Lanes reported open south of Point of Rocks on 15, but bunched up as you head through Luckett's. Now, we've had major problems with the rush hour. We continue in Bowie now, in on 50 after 197 before Freeway Airport for the crash around the Beltway. South of 214 Central Avenue, crash confined to the median. Heading into town, everyone trying to get across the southeast-southwest freeway. 295 gets hard hit north coming off the Beltway. A lot of commuters opted for that from our earlier troubles on the eastbound freeway after the 14th Street Bridge, now confined to the shoulder. So plan for the extra time still. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Damp for the morning commute. Most of our rainfall scoots out as we head on through the afternoon. Rain showers coming through. This is what's left of Irma. Leftover low pressure comes through and cloudy for the afternoon and mild but near average 80 degrees. Tonight 66, maybe a shower early. Tomorrow sunshine. A passing shower is possible with a few clouds, 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidge, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 65 in Stafford, 66 in Germantown, 70 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Potomac Petals and Plants. The Treasury Secretary reportedly requested a government jet for his honeymoon. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
Good morning. Vince Colony is here alongside Mary Walter. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, Randy Adams joins us at 8:35 to talk about self-driving cars as Congress looks towards legislating the future. We'll have a lot of answers for us on what's going on with that autonomous driving technology. 8:07 now.
Joining us right now is Francesca Chambers. She is the White House correspondent for the Daily Mail. Francesca, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. It's always great to be with you guys.
Well, tomorrow is Friday, so tomorrow's always an exciting day in Washington because tomorrow's the day that the big news usually drops sometime around 4:45,
really? I'm already exhausted.
5 o'clock. So is tomorrow the day that we will finally find out what is really in that alleged DACA deal between President Trump, Chuck Schumer, and Nancy Pelosi?
Well, I was going to say it's been quite a big news morning already.
Yes.
I think the So the difficulty with getting straight details, I think, from the White House on this will be today, is that the president is traveling to Florida. And when the president travels and is gone all day like this, the White House press secretary or one of her aides will typically take some questions from reporters on the plane. But of course, that's only the handful of reporters on the plane, and it's usually a shortened question and answer session. And so it's also not on camera. They don't have those press briefings on camera when it's on the plane like this. So tomorrow might be the day, as you were saying, that we'll have an opportunity to press on that. But there's a few other things in the mix tomorrow, so I'm not sure if we'll even have a press briefing then. This morning, Nancy Pelosi will hold her weekly press conference at 10:45 in the morning. So she'll have the first word and the last word potentially on camera about that today.
Yeah, I mean, the very first words, as you know, have been the president today saying that there is no deal on DACA and the wall.
That's right.
But I still think there's a lot of confusion out there. And as you said, Nancy Pelosi is going to be able to step up to a microphone. Do you expect that the White House is going to make an attempt to be vocal about what was discussed last night today?
Well, I think it's pretty telling that last night, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the White House press secretary, sent out a tweet about 30 minutes after the joint statement from Pelosi and Schumer came out saying the border wall, that was not agreed to in there. But they didn't really provide much clarity beyond that. And of course, now we see the president tweeting this morning. I have to tell you that my reading of the joint statement last night, just as someone who's really been involved in this, it said that they agreed to enshrine the protections of DACA into law quickly and to work out a package of border security, excluding the wall, that's acceptable to both sides. One reading of that would be that they agreed to a bill to protect the Dreamers, but not include the border wall in that bill specifically.
So
I'll tell you,
go ahead.
And not necessarily not build the wall, just not in that bill.
Yeah, but see, the problem with that, and we're getting a ton of tweets because we've been talking about this morning, and what we're hearing is that, does he not remember what happened with Ronald Reagan? You have to know your history. Ronald Reagan made a very similar deal with Democrats back in the 80s, and we know what happened.
Well, I think, the reason I'm reading it this way is because at a breakfast earlier this week, the president's legislative affairs director, Mark Short, told reporters that the White House would be willing to do a deal on DACA that doesn't necessarily have the border wall in it. They want the border wall, and they absolutely think that there should be comprehensive immigration reform, and it should be part of that. But they seemed really willing to do something on DACA separately from the border wall. He said it wasn't necessarily tied to that. And that's what made me read this statement and say,
right,
okay, this is fairly consistent with what the White House has already said.
No, I agree with you, Fran, but I think the thing to look out for, and I think that the president's supporters and critics all realize this collectively, is that DACA is the leverage. It's the thing that's going to be able to get concessions out of Democrats. If they pass a piece of legislation that codifies DACA or goes even further and is an actual Dream Act, the idea that another piece of legislation will be able to be passed that includes wall funding or even more sincere immigration reforms seems very unlikely given that the leverage is now gone.
You're right about the leverage. And so I'm sure that Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell have already put in calls to the White House asking what he's doing, because it was a pretty quick turnaround from last night to what the Democrats were saying and this morning to what the president was saying. But of course, as we covered at the very beginning of our conversation, even then, the president wasn't entirely clear on what the discussions did consist of then that would have led Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to believe that this agreement had been made. They're clearly under that impression. Something that was said.
Okay, let's move on to another issue that the president is negotiating, and that's tax reform. Yesterday, we heard him say that he doesn't think that taxes for the rich are going to change very much. He's got a couple priorities when it comes to tax reform, but he's now saying he thinks taxes for the rich might not change and may even go up if they have to. What's the latest you're hearing on the White House's push for tax reform?
They've had said a couple different things as you're referring to when it comes to taxes on the wealthy. The one thing that the president has really stuck to, though, is that corporate tax rate and saying he wants to get that down to 15%. there are Republicans in the House leadership and the Senate leadership who are saying, you know, we can't bring it down that low. They're thinking more 20% or a little bit above that. The president is willing to negotiate on that, but he really wants that 15% rate because he adamantly believes that that will make the U.S. more competitive economically because other countries, and he's using China as an example frequently, other companies have this low rate, and in order for the U.S. to be able to compete with them, it's got to go down to 15%.
Well, yes, because Canada, our closest neighbors, we have to be on a par with them. And they're using that as a say, look, this is where we should be, because what stops a country, what stops a company from just building across the border in Canada? We want to bring that here to this country. What about the idea of going down to three tax brackets? Is that something that you see as doable with the Democrats?
With the Democrats, I'm not sure about that, but that is at least something that the Republicans agree on. Now, they have not come to an agreement on what those three tax brackets should be. Okay. They have differing opinions on that, but they do all agree on the three tax brackets. So that's a good starting point when it comes to Republicans. But when you're asking what Democrats could get behind on tax reform anyway, I mean, the White House keeps saying that they'd like to get to 60 votes in the Senate. But again, at that same breakfast with Mark Short, the legislative affairs director, he said something that was really amazing that caught some eyes, which is that they're not even sure that they could get all the Republicans in the Senate to vote for the tax deal that's being worked out right now. And that's the reason why they're talking to a few of these Democrats, Heidi Heitkamp, Joe Manchin, Joe Donnelly, to get their votes, is because they think they might need those three votes to get anything passed, even with a simple majority, if they were attached just to a reconciliation bill. So I think that really tells you where they are at this point in the negotiations, even though the package hasn't come out yet, which is that this is going to be very tight and very difficult to get through, and they're not even sure they'll get all the Republicans.
I mean, we've had Senator Chris Van Hollen on our air, and he didn't seem reflexively opposed to lowering corporate tax rates. So I think, I mean, if they leave the rich out of this, as the president seems to be wanting to do at this point, there may actually be an opportunity for agreement if the politics don't get in the way. Fran Chambers, thank you very much from the Daily Mail, as always, for giving us a perspective from inside that White House press briefing room.
Thank you so much for having me. You all have a great day.
You too. Nice to have you. 8:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're doing our best to get through this rush hour out of Urbana on 270. Heavy volume, very little break most of the way down to the lane divide. Had the broken down bus on the Beltway leaving Silver Spring into Bethesda, outer loop after George Avenue, but before Connecticut Avenue. Through Bowie, the struggle continues because of the crash. So you're in delays before you get to the 3301 interchange, past 197 toward Freeway Airport, again with the accident activity. Now, once you get past there, you're wide open up through to the Beltway. Inside the Beltway, you're doing okay. Delays are after 202 to join onto New York Avenue or DC 295. Now, for northbound 295, jammed as you come off of the bridge. In fact, now as you head northbound past the Naval Research Lab, over the Douglas Bridge, 11th Street Bridge, and 395, about an hour ride from Edsel Road over the 14th Street Bridge to the case. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, rain showers this morning with overcast skies during the afternoon hours, a high near 80 degrees. Tonight, a considerable clouds this evening with some decrease in clouds late, a slight chance of a shower throughout the evening. Tomorrow, we'll have mostly sunny skies and a slight chance of a rain shower with a high of 83. Then Saturday and Sunday are going to have highs in the low 80s and lows in the mid-60s with sun and clouds all weekend. 70 degrees right now in the nation's capital, 817 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
All right, so we talk about all the professionals, everyone who's in Washington who has jobs. Let's go back to the people we're training to take those jobs, college campuses. And this is, of course, we've got a nice suite of college news for you. UVA, as you may have heard Bill Thompson been talking about, has actually removed that shroud over the Thomas Jefferson statue, which is obviously the appropriate course of action. I love that the students are putting a shroud over the guy who founded their institution. They're like, this is disgraceful. Well, you go to the school he founded, it's just disgraceful. Wait, what? I go to the school he founded? Well, if you went to class, you would know that.
He wasn't disgraceful when they went there. He's only become disgraceful in like the last 2 or 3 months. So, you know, how are they supposed to know?
100 protesters at the University of Virginia had cheered as they put as a statue of Thomas Jefferson was covered in black fabric. It was adorned with signs labeling him, the third president, as, quote, racist and a rapist. And there were also Black Lives Matter signs all flashed during the protest. In a letter to the students, Teresa Sullivan, who's the president of UVA, said the university has removed the shroud and we're working on it, I guess. Sullivan said, quote, I strongly disagree with the protesters' decision to cover the Jefferson statue. I also recognize, of course, here it comes. I also recognize the rights of those present at the protest to express their emotions and opinions regarding the recent horrific events that occurred on our grounds and in Charlottesville.
Here's the thing. You have the right to express your opinion. You don't have the right. First of all, where did they get the shroud? That's the one thing I want. Do you just go
online?
Shrouds are us? Do you just go online and buy these things? I didn't have money for food in college, let alone a shroud.
Well, you're
big enough to cover a statue.
Probably some kid who thought he was cool when he got there. He's like, I got black sheets. I'm in college. I've changed my life now. I'm emo. Whatever. Yeah. So he took his black sheets out and he covered up Thomas Jefferson.
Mike McKay wants to know if it was a burka.
Yes. Oh, wow. That would be a protest. UVA, could you do that just because of how interesting it would be?
Yeah, you missed the ball.
Could you just get a burka and slip it right over Thomas Jefferson? That would be a complicated form of protest.
That would be very mixed messages.
Yes, but it totally worth it. Anyway, so an endorsement of burkas and criticizing Thomas Jefferson. Meanwhile, Berkeley, we talked to Ben Shapiro yesterday, you know, the conservative commentator Ben Shapiro. He's scheduled to have a speech today at Berkeley, and they're expecting a whole bunch of nonsense. They've established a presidential-level security perimeter around the event site so that he can speak to conservative students on campus. The school has created, as he said, a bunch of roadblocks for him to even do this in the first place, having faced a lot of criticism from how they've treated conservative speakers in the past. And Berkeley has banned shields and smoke canisters for Ben Shapiro's UC Berkeley speech today. This is a two lists of items Wednesday that were released by Berkeley that will be temporarily banned from public parks and a large portion of the city in anticipation of this guy's speech at Berkeley.
College students clearly have way more disposable funds than I had when I was in college. I didn't have money for a shield. Again, I guess you buy it at Shields or Us. And smoke canisters. Who had that kind of money for disposable income for things like these? Kids need to start drinking and use their disposable income.
Start drinking. What are you doing with your life? They've banned all sorts of things. Billy clubs, torches, flags, or signs mounted on poles not attached to a building are banned. Additionally, things like metal pipes, smoke canisters, and baseball bats. And in each of the parks around the area, masks or bandanas that hide the face will be prohibited aside from coverings worn for religious beliefs. Both lists ban shields, poles, torches, fireworks, and pepper spray, as well as, quote, other implements of riot. Now, so this is all one big list saying, hey, Antifa, control yourself, please.
Well, I like that they're banning the face masks. They have to do that. I think that that's a very good thing. However, except for religious coverings, you're going to see 1,000 Muslims come up, all guys dressed like women in burqas or hijab, you know, covering their faces. Oh, it's okay. It's religious. And you what? They're smart. They're very smart and apparently have a lot of disposable
income.
They're
not that smart. And by the way, their loyalty to Antifa is practically religious anyway. Well, so yeah. Maybe they can make that claim. Melissa Harris Perry, you remember her, the MSNBC host?
Was she with the earrings?
The earrings,
out of
yes,
the feminine hygiene product.
Yes, that's
that
a good way of putting
Thank
it.
You.
Thank
yeah.
you for cleaning that up for air. Melissa Harris Perry, she's the Maya Angelou Presidential Chair at Wake Forest University, uh-huh. and of course a former MSNBC host. In a series of tweets, she's upset with her school, saying that they send totalitarian emails about proper behavior, and they. She's really upset with them over a bunch of stuff, tweeting, it's like performance art each time Wake Forest sends totalitarian emails. If you claim to welcome feedback, then don't flip when it is critical, public, loud, and lewd. Be honest. So she's fighting with her own institution about all sorts of things, but Melissa Harris Perry can't stop the fight.
Well, they deserve it. They hired her.
822 here on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Alexandria or Thursday in Silver Spring. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
By now, you've heard the messages from Ackerman Security and law enforcement veterans Vince Hill and Mike Sands. And even though I've been telling you about Ackerman Security, until I heard those messages, I had no idea that a burglary happens every 15 seconds in this country. No one else is talking about this, and that's why I'm proud of Ackerman for telling it like it is, and I'm proud of them for working with real law enforcement professionals to do something about it. And that includes their new No Theft Guarantee. It is the only one of its kind offered by any security provider in the country. The No Theft Guarantee literally means that if your home is broken into while your Ackerman security system is armed, Ackerman will pay for 100% of your loss. 100%. They can afford to do that because a break-in at a home secured by Ackerman virtually never ever happens. But in the very rare chance that it does happen, Ackerman has your back. That's why Ackerman continues to be the sign of real security. If you want to know more, visit NoTheftGuarantee.com for all the details. That's NoTheftGuarantee.com.
50 years ago, at a moment in time when visionary action was needed, Congress passed the Federal Interstate Highway Act. It brought mobility to a nation, strengthening the economy in a powerful way. This Congress is poised to make history again, to make its own tremendous advancements in transportation by liberating innovation for self-driving vehicles. Right now, Congress is laying out a roadmap for self-driving vehicles in order to bring a host of benefits to Americans. Benefits like greater road safety, reductions in fuel use, carbon emissions, and road congestion, while providing more independence for millions of Americans. Although many issues divide Congress, proposed legislation for self-driving vehicles has earned bipartisan support. And all of us, automakers, suppliers, smart transportation leaders, and people with disabilities, thank the Senate and the House for taking visionary action. To learn more about how Congress is making history, saving lives, and providing benefits to us all, go to coalitionforfuturemobility.com. Paid for by the Coalition for Future Mobility.
8:25 now on WMAL. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Well, it started in the overnight hours. Accident as you come across the 14th Street Bridge into the district at the Case Bridge. Cleanup continues over to the right shoulder. So nothing on that stretch coming off of the 14th Street Bridge blocked. What remains blocked, the exit from Ohio Drive to get onto the freeway. Now, with all this activity still planned for about an hour as you come in from near Edsel Road to get into town across the bridge span. Now, because all this was happening earlier on, it looks like a lot of that volume still with us on DC 295 northbound, jammed from the Beltway, cross the 11th Street Bridge onto the freeway to get into town that direction, or prior to the 11th Street Bridge, Douglas Bridge, Suitland Parkway, you get hit hard with the delays. Now let's get you through Bowie on 50 inbound after 197 before Freeway Airport. Still had the right lane blocked here a few moments ago with crash cleanup. On Pennsylvania Avenue outside of the Beltway, northbound inbound, I should say, as you make your trip prior to the Beltway, past Dower House Road for the crash under police direction, and in the Bladensburg area still, Route 1 Baltimore Avenue, just after 450 Annapolis Road, crash brought down utility pole and wires. Watch for police direction. Update is now sponsored by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Our rain showers are what's left over from Irma. Now remnant low coming through. Occasional showers this morning. Cloudy this afternoon. Still a chance of showers. Up near 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 70 degrees, 827 on WMAL.
So, divorce is in the news today. Divorce among people whose names you used to know that you talked about a lot. So let me go back into the deep recesses and talk about Anthony Weiner and Huma Abedin. They appeared before a judge yesterday for their first hearing in divorce court. According to the Huffington Post, they asked for privacy in their divorce case. Her lawyer said because there's a child involved, we'd like to keep these proceedings secret to the extent your honor will allow. But the judge denied a motion to bar photographers from the proceedings, saying it doesn't appear that this is possible. Now, also in the news, Anthony Scaramucci, his divorce is turning nasty. According to Page Six in the New York Post, he no longer believes that his wife was faithful. and he wants a paternity test, allegedly, for their newborn son, who was born a couple of weeks early. And their second son, James, was born in late July, 2 weeks early. He didn't come home until 6 days after the child's birth. Yeah. And he sent a text to his wife in the hospital saying, "Congratulations, I'll pray for our child," because he was admitted for a short time to the neonatal unit. Never. So now she's upset about this, which I understand, and has upped the games by hiring a super lawyer.
Never like to see that mess at home. 828 now at WMAL.
Come on, you've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your rug cleaning needs, just one call to Joe Hadid.
Hi, I'm Joe Hadid of Hadid Carpet, where we wash each carpet by hand, restoring your rug's brilliance and making it healthier for your home or office.
And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery is available. Minimum order required. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
So, what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. Call 844-91-BIBLE.
Self-driving cars are the way of the future. We have a man who can see it. 830 now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi say they have a deal with President Trump on enacting DACA into law. But in a tweet this morning, President Trump says, quote, "No deal was made last night on DACA." And White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said last night on Twitter that there was no agreement on excluding the border wall either. It's a sad ending to the mystery of a missing pregnant high school teacher from Olney. Laura Wallen's body was found yesterday in a shallow grave in Damascus. And her boyfriend, Tyler Tessier, has been charged with murder. Montgomery County Police Chief Tom Manger.
The victim's sister received texts from Ms. Wallen's phone on Monday morning, September 4th. We have determined that these texts were sent by Tyler Tessier, the suspect in this case.
Grief counselors will be on hand today at Wild Lake High School in Columbia, where Wallen was a social studies teacher. The man accused in the Christmas Day murder of a well-known local actress and yoga instructor has pleaded guilty. Police say 30-year-old Dwayne Johnson confronted 46-year-old Tricia McCauley as she was on her way to a holiday party. Her body was later found in her car. Criminal investigators are now looking into the deaths of 8 nursing home residents in Hollywood, Florida, where oppressive heat and humidity set in after Hurricane Irma knocked out their power and air conditioning. Correspondent Elizabeth Cohen says inspection reports show that facility has had problems before.
They didn't maintain firewalls, that emergency exits were blocked, also problems with proper sanitation, and one inspection found that for the small number of patients they looked at, a medication error rate of 25.9%. All those problems weren't associated with what happened at this facility, but it does tell you something about their history.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,158. The Nasdaq at 800-600-6460. Sports sponsored by Walgreens. The Braves crush the Nats. The O's end their six-game skid with a win over Toronto. WNBA playoffs, it's game two between the Mystics and Minnesota tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Walgreens makes it easy to stay healthy. Get your flu shot today. $0 copay with most insurance. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. Vaccine restrictions apply. See pharmacy for details.
Have you been saying you need to get your life organized? One place to start is your kitchen. Are your countertops cluttered? Is there enough storage for pots and pans and non-perishable food? And how about your bathroom? In fact, the experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can organize any room in your house with entertainment centers, wet bars, home offices, and more. Visit our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, big and small. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation. And let Cabinet Discounters help you organize your whole house. Cabinet Discounters. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting, or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520 or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
It's the big screen store's 2-for-1 sale. Get a Samsung 4K 70-inch plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $17.99. That's right, a 70 and a 50-inch for just $17.99. The big screen store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the big screen store.
And for a limited time, a 70-inch 4K UHD TV and a 50-inch Samsung is just $17.99. The big screen store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A lot of heavy volume, Bill, and on 270, we still in that stop and go from Clarksburg on down to the Beltway. Beltway topside from College Park to Silver Spring, slowing, and we're stalled by the broken down between George Avenue and Connecticut Avenue. New problem will be inner loop before Connecticut Avenue incident reported. Bowie, commuters on 50. We still have a lane blocked here with the crash. Cleanup continues. Inbound westbound 50 after 197, but before you get to Freeway Airport, so you need to plan for the extra time. Also, I'm seeing Route 3 slowing to merge into those delays. Now, we'll take you to the Wilson Bridge, where delays begin before St. Barnabas Road. Actually getting a little bit better for both loops of the Beltway, south of 214 Central Avenue, scene of the earlier crash, and everyone trying to get in town over the 14th Street Bridge, Douglas, 11th Street Bridge, Key Bridge, Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. We are full on with this rush hour. Accident cleanup continues as you come off of the 14th Street Bridge on the Case Bridge, but confined to the right shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little damp
weather is continuing to scoot on through. These showers associated with low pressure. That was once Hurricane Irma. Scattered areas of rain showers this morning. Still a slight chance of showers this afternoon up near 80. And that shower threat through early tonight, 66. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, maybe some clouds. Just a passing shower, 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Leesburg, 67 in Damascus, 71 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Self-driving cars, the way of the future, they say. How much so? And how are we going to deal with all the sticky issues that come with that? I'm glad we can be joined for some answers now by Randy Adams. He's the Chief Technology Officer of Drive. Randy, thanks for joining Mornings on the Mall this morning.
Good morning, Vince.
So very pleased to have you. This is an interesting issue for you because you're sort of working on the legalities that are involved here. People wonder, okay, what happens if like these self-driving cars, once we have them, get into an accident? How do we figure out who's at fault? You're beginning to try and get to the bottom of answering those questions. How?
Exactly. Drive is DRIAV.com, spelled a little funny, but Drive Insurance Solutions. Here we're dealing with the whole issue of autonomous driving and all the new features that are coming out on the vehicles that are being manufactured today and for the next 20 years in the future. Interestingly enough, the cars are getting safer, but accident rates are going up. And we're trying to address that with an insurance policy that really benefits drivers who take advantage of some of the more autonomous features that they have in their vehicles.
So if these cars run into somebody, how do you establish fault with a driverless vehicle?
Well, you know, eventually, maybe 10 years in the future, 15 years in the future, we really don't know at this point, cars will drive themselves and they won't even have steering wheels. We'll just sit back and enjoy the ride and text and do whatever we do when on our way to work for the commute. But today, there are features that people use that are autonomous. In other words, there's advanced cruise control. There's lane departure warnings and keeps you in your lane. There's emergency braking. And all those things happen if you turn them on in the vehicle that you have today. The trick is that who's driving the car? Is it the car that's driving the car? Is it you that's driving the car? And going back and forth between the person that's driving themselves and the automation system, that's where we run into trouble because that's really human error. And I think that's due in great part to people not understanding these new features that are coming out and not taking advantage of them and using them correctly. So that's what we're trying to address.
Is this information, though, not hackable? We know that Tesla, for the people evacuating in Florida, said, hey, you know, I'm going to take the governor off and you can go further now on a charge. So they have access to your vehicle to be able to change that. Wouldn't all our cars then be hackable? What about a terrorist who wants to inflict mayhem, loads a car up with explosives and, you know, drives it into a building?
Well, you know, you can't protect against everything, but the fact that we are so conscious of the fact that cars can be hacked means that the security on the cars are going to be much, much higher than you'd find in other places like credit bureaus, for example. You will find on vehicles that there'll be a lot of anti-hacking things, and there'll be fail-safe things that if a car is hacked or something does go wrong, that it just pulls over to the side of the road safely and stops. So I believe that, you know, we're addressing those issues. Obviously, it's very complicated, and it will take a number of years for us to get everything developed to a point where it'll be safe to drive these cars in fully autonomous mode. But I think that, you know, we're aware of it. The National Transportation Safety Administration just came out with guidelines on how to go about developing these autonomous features in cars. We're now seeing a bill that got passed by the House recently, now in the Senate, to allow manufacturers of automobiles to do testing to make sure these things are safe. So we're moving in the right direction, but you know nothing's foolproof. But I think that there are fallback things that will actually make cars much safer, reduce accidents, and save lives.
Randy, you've been in proximity to a lot of big tech innovations over the years or worked directly on them, including inventing the Adobe PDF, working with Steve Jobs as an engineer. So you've seen a lot of things change, and then you've had a front row seat for it. At what point do we get to a point where we can drive a car and not have to be attentive? Because it kind of seems like, what's the point if you're a driver sitting in a vehicle but you have to pay attention the whole time? Why not just actually drive the car?
Well, because if you're driving on the freeway, for example, like I live in Los Angeles, and so the freeway driving is very intense here, and it's stop and go all the time, and you're constantly putting the brake on and hitting the accelerator. And now there are features in cars. I have a gas bar car that automatically follows the traffic in front of me, and I have to be attentive, but I don't have to just constantly be doing all these acceleration and braking. So it's not necessarily something where I can go off and, you know, text people and or watch a TV program or something, but it is something that it will greatly make my commute a lot more pleasant.
Yeah, but it seems like in this transition period, all that's doing is kind of breeding a bit of laziness for a job that's really important. You're driving a vehicle, which is obviously, as we know, can be deadly. I mean, the goal to all this is to get to the point where you can be texting, right? Where you can just be like reading a newspaper as if you were riding on public transportation.
Exactly, but the danger is in getting to that goal, it'll get there incrementally. It won't be just instantly. You'll flick a switch and you'll buy a car that'll drive itself. There'll be more and more features introduced over time, and the danger exists when people don't understand these features or when they transition from some self-driving feature into manually driving it. And for example, I had an emergency braking situation the other day on the freeway where the car was saving me. It was braking in an emergency fashion. I got scared and took over. And when I took over, I hit the brakes, but the emergency braking stopped and I lurched forward because I didn't have the brakes on quick enough. So there are those in-between situations which we really have to be very careful of. And that's one of the things we're looking at as an insurance company, and how do we reduce the risk to the driver and reduce claims as a result?
Well, one of the things, I look at like Russia, for instance, where insurance claims are a much more complicated business, I guess, because everyone seems to have dash cams in Russia. Like they use dash camera technology all the time. Is the future that we're going to have a lot of cameras on our cars?
Yes, there'll be cameras everywhere, and that really helps us because in the case of where there is a crash, we can easily determine who's at fault because we have cameras everywhere. We can replay. We're building what we call a drive crash board, which is a dashboard that allows people who are investigating an accident to replay the camera footage, all 12 cameras that might be around a car, and you can pretty easily determine who's at fault.
Right.
It saves a lot of money in legal fees when you have people arguing over who's
at fault. Well, sure does, especially when you can show the cops once they arrive. Randy Adams, thank you very much for giving us a glimpse into the future. Look forward to talking to you again.
My pleasure. Thanks for the call.
Nice to have you. 844 now on WMAL, and coming up, we have updates on what's going on with the President of the United States and DACA. Real breaking news here.
It's going to make some financial advisors squirm in their seats, but you're going to love it. Listen to Rod Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
All right. How many of you start a home improvement project and then you're like, wow, this is going to be way harder than I thought, and you leave it and you kind of hope nobody notices? Well, if you do that with your floor and you pull the rug up or the old linoleum in the bathroom or the kitchen and you're just walking on that floorboard, you have to do something about it. So you pick up the phone and you call 50 Floor. You have one of their experts come to your home on your schedule. They bring samples. You can see how it looks in your home with your lighting and your furniture. And they're going to come up with a plan based on your unique needs and your budget and your lifestyle. You get to see whether it's hardwood, carpet, laminate, vinyl, or tile. They make it so easy. You're going to love 50 Floor. I know that buying a new floor is an investment because I have literally done this. Pulled up old flooring, went, oh, that's not what I thought was going to be under there. Now, 50 Floor makes it even better because they have a price match guarantee. You are going to get peace of mind because you're going to make a smart purchase. You're getting quality flooring and installation at an incredible price. During the month of September, you're also going to get 60% off. Incredible discount. So do it now. Schedule an in-home consultation at 50floor.com. Use promo code WMAL for an additional $100 discount. Go to 50floor.com for complete details and licensure information. 50floor.com.
Day 45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we'll head into town. And in case you missed it, if you're just joining us all morning, we've been dealing with issues coming across the 14th Street Bridge and onto the Case Bridge. Ongoing accident cleanup continues, but out of the travel lanes. Still so much to check out. We've had delays coming off of the Beltway near Edsel Road. Now, because of that, it started really early this morning. We're still dealing with the residual and bailout traffic on 295 jam as commuters try to go north past the Naval Research Lab into town that way. Southbound 295 slow. George Washington Parkway, you're affected trying to get up onto the inbound 14th Street Bridge. So everyone still, the rush hour full effect for a while.
Let's get you through Bowie, the complication, the crash cleanup, inbound 50, before you get to Freeway Airport after 197. That was along the right side, leaving the ICC, south on 95. That's where your delays begin to take you around the outer loop of the Beltway. Crash reported in the backups right near New Hampshire Avenue. That's where crews are responding. And in White Oak, heads up, southbound on New Hampshire, southbound on 29 after New Hampshire Avenue. That's where we have the crash reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Little damp weather continuing to scoot on through. These showers associated with low pressure that was once Hurricane Irma. So we're getting a little taste of it. Scattered areas of rain showers this morning. Still a slight chance of showers this afternoon up near 80. And that shower threat through early tonight, 66. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, maybe some clouds. Just a passing shower, 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 70 degrees, 847 on WMAL.
This is Mary Walter. If you're interested in sedation dentistry because of dental fear or just need a great caring dentist, do what I did. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
All right, so now some breaking news for you on this DACA deal. Remember, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi having dinner with the president last night, after that releasing a statement saying that they've come closer to an agreement here on a deal, which means that they want to codify DACA into law. And that they did not agree, and they agreed on border security, but this package would exclude wall funding. The president subsequently tweeting this morning a variety of tweets saying this: no deal was made last night on DACA. The wall, which is already under construction, is in the form of new renovation of old and existing fences, and wall will continue to be built. Does anybody really want to throw good, educated, and accomplished young people who have jobs, some serving in the military? Really? They've been in our country for many years through no fault of their own and brought in by parents at a young age, plus big border security. Also, this now, as the president's leaving for Florida this morning, he stopped and spoke with reporters in front of Marine One. Here's what he said.
We're working on a plan. We'll see how it works out. But we're going to get massive border security as part of that. And I think something can happen. We'll see what happens.
Something can happen. We'll see what happens. We'll get massive border security. Now this, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer have released yet another statement, a joint statement this morning, saying that the president's tweets are not inconsistent with the agreement reached last night, meaning they're consistent with the, it's a double negative, with the agreement reached last night. As we said last night, there was no final deal, but there was agreement on the following. We agreed that the president would support enshrining DACA protections into law and encourage the House and Senate to act. What remains to be negotiated are the details of border security, with a mutual goal of finalizing all details as soon as possible. While both sides agreed that the wall would not be any part of this agreement, the president made clear he intends to pursue it at a later time, and we made clear we would continue to oppose it. Both sides agreed that the White House and the Democratic leaders would work out a border security package. That's the statements out of both the White House and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer this morning.
And that's the insanity of this, because as you've been saying all along, this is his bargaining chip, because they said, we're going to oppose it. And you know there aren't enough Republicans to pass it, because there are those, the section that wants to have cuts in exchange for the money that's going to be spent on the border wall. They're going to want it to be revenue neutral. So the Democrats are going to get everything they want. And just so you know how people are feeling, my neighbor tweeted me, sent me a text and said, in light of recent developments, seriously considering taking my Trump flag down. And they're huge supporters.
Well, this is a big moment for the president of the United States. The direction he goes is really going to send a clear signal to his base of whether or not he's honoring his commitments or walking away from them. And I think they're concerned about it, especially because the leverage here is so important, as you said, to getting the immigration concerns accomplished that he wants to, whether it's E-Verify or the wall or a whole host of other things. It's 8:51 now on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Nobody puts baby in a corner, but if you have to put them in their own room, it might actually help them sleep longer. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. As a father of three, I'd venture to say that just about every parent has struggled getting their child to sleep. According to a new study out of Penn State, the sooner babies got their own rooms, the longer they slept, on average. They weren't sleeping more necessarily, just for longer stretches at a time, about 45 minutes longer. You might remember the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends parents share a room, but not a bed, with their kids until at least about the six-month mark, if not a year. But what's going to be best for your family is obviously up to you and your doctor. This study, though, found infants who slept in a room alone were more likely to have a consistent bedtime routine and go to bed by around 8 p.m. And they really should be sleeping 12 to 16 hours a day. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
You wake up to birds chirping before the alarm even starts to ring. It's 6 a.m. and dawn's barely here. A choir of birds singing in your ear. It was cute at first, but now it's just the worst. Wrap it up, guys. When your morning is hell, just go to Taco Bell.
When you've had a morning, let us make your breakfast. Like Taco Bell's Breakfast Crunch Wrap. A whole breakfast wrapped up and grilled to eat on the go. At participating stores for a limited time during breakfast hours.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results
may
vary.
I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and whether you're looking to buy a house or refinance, it's tough to go it alone.
I'm Santana Moss, and I know that the key to success is to have a great team on and off the field. My team is Cornerstone First Financial. They can get you the best deal possible and do it faster than the big guys. They are an ethics-driven mortgage company, big enough to get you the deal you need and small enough to give you the personal attention you require, from application to closing.
If you're thinking about a purchase or a refinance but don't know how to get started, let us be part of your team.
Hey, no one expects you to know how to play every position. Let Cornerstone First Financial coach you through your best financial play. And do it before the clock runs out. Check out cornerstonefirst.com and kick off the process today.
We guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Call us at 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832-65, consumeraccess.org.
855 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
An update now sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Help Line. Now heading through town and through Bladensburg, reminder, Route 1 Baltimore Avenue still remains closed after 450 Annapolis Road, so coming down off of Kenilworth as well, you'll be detoured. Accident brought down utility pole and wires. Northbound side, though, they are allowing traffic to get by. So some positive news there on that stretch. Late delays continue. Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. This will be outside the Beltway trying to get past the crash near Dower House Road. The accident now cleared on 50 in Bowie. But, man, we had late delays, too, on 50 after 197. But before you get to Freeway Airport, remnants of that crash to the shoulder. 395 from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Crash cleanup continues on the right shoulder as you come off of the 14th Street Bridge. Everyone heading through town affected by this, and major delays continue. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. That's 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Damp for the morning commute. Most of our rainfall scoots out as we head on through the afternoon. Rain showers coming through. This is what's left of Irma. Leftover low pressure comes through. Cloudy for the afternoon and mild but near average, 80 degrees. Tonight, 66, maybe a shower early. Tomorrow, sunshine. A passing shower is possible with a few clouds, 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees, 856 on WMAL.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can save over $1,000 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
I used to find homework really hard.
It's not because I wasn't capable.
Or motivated.
Quite the opposite, in fact.
I loved school. No, it's because we didn't have the internet at home. But now we do. And doing homework is a lot easier.
I can research online.
Send work over the internet. Even email my teacher. All from home. Yeah. The internet has changed everything.
Now I'm excited about school.
I work hard.
And I can get my homework done.
Every day.
Because I know there's nothing holding me back.
Through Internet Essentials, Comcast has connected more than 4 million people in need to low-cost, high-speed internet at home, giving every student the opportunity to succeed. Comcast.
So you've been thinking about stepping out and buying your first home. You've probably even done the math. You could handle the monthly payments. It's just that big down payment that's holding you back. That's where NASA Federal can help. Yeah, that NASA. The NASA Federal Launchpad Home Loan was built for people just like you. There's no down payment and no monthly private mortgage insurance. Yeah, zero down and zero PMI. And you don't have to work for NASA to get one. You just need to call 855-979-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/979. That's 855-979-NASA or nasafcu.com/979. Get into that new home with zero down, zero PMI, and a little help from NASA Federal. That's smart. NASA smart. For more information, call 855-979-NASA or click nasafcu.com/979. Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. NMLS number 486583.
So coming up on WMAL, well, tomorrow, you know, it's Friday, so you know there's going to be some big announcement tomorrow.
Of course.
And I think we're going to hear more today about DACA.
We'll hear a lot more about DACA, the president in Florida. Then we got Larry Michael, and we got Brett Baer tomorrow. But as always, we have Chris Plant.
You think something's going to happen between now and tomorrow? Is that what you're depending on?
I think something will happen between today
of things.
And tomorrow with DACA.
A couple of things going on this morning. The president just made some comments recently on camera a few minutes ago. Lots of developments to get to, and Hillary Clinton doesn't want to close her eyes on television. Kind of strange. People think she passed out again, I guess.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.